If you just took that into account and you didn't shift any other voters, take a look here in 2020, based upon the current apportionment, Joe Biden would win 303 electoral votes to Donald Trump's 235. But take into account that shift among black voters. Now, with just this shift among black voters, Donald Trump wins in the Electoral College, 291 electoral votes to 247.
Well, let's check in on them lefties. They don't know what a woman is, but they definitely crowdologists. Boys, they hyper-pedantic, hyper-concerned, and hyper-schooled in the ability of crowdonomics, crowdometrics. They know exactly how many people showed up to Donald Blump's New Jersey rally, and it was only like 12 people. It was like 12 people. That's all AI imagery. Only about 4 people showed up to his Bronx event. Don't lie to us. Don't lie to us. We went to college. We don't have to fucking count. So they're all very concerned about Donald Trump's rallies and counting them down. What about this? what about this over here? Huh? Here's your rally for your scumbag dipshit who Big Tech is telling me it's illegal to say that he totally didn't win the election when his 81 million votes were counted. Funny thing about 81 million votes is that 81 million votes isn't the same as 81 million voters. Clearly. Racism. Shut the fuck up, goofballs. Anyhow, here's a Gateway Pundit. Wow, Joe Biden holds biggest rally of all time. By the way, this is probably his biggest rally of all time, which is fucking pathetic. Absolutely insanely pathetic. Go look at the 2020 election, and he had like 4 people show. They remember they put fucking hula hoops on the ground? Then they put a bunch of Jeeps in front of him. Anyhow. Only a few rows of people crammed into a corner of a school gym in deep blue Philly. Again, they're panicking about losing the black vote. Donald Trump has more than doubled his black voter turnout. The Democrats are hemorrhaging black voters. And now Joe Biden's like, Hey, blacks, still want to be black? Well, you better vote for me or you won't be black anymore, blacks. We love you long time, blacks. And so he's saying this in Philadelphia. All of his speeches have been highly divisive. He goes to Morehouse or one of these historical black colleges and starts screaming about how white people hate black people. He's over here screaming that George Floyd should be alive still. Oh, poor George Floyd. Oh, I can't believe that he's not allowed. He was robbed. He should have been able to spread way more fentanyl to small children in his own neighborhood. How dare you crackers stop him from doing that? That's a weird thing to say. But all of these speeches are Whitey sucks, Whitey hates you. The only thing that can save you from Whitey is me, black people, so vote for me. It's embarrassing. But nobody showed up. And this is staff. This is... By the way, they count in the media in here. Like, oh, look how big this... Okay, look at this fucking lens. These idiots went out there and they said, NASA, we need a lens that can see motherfucking Pluto. Bring that in here. Jam it in so we can make... Look at this. Look at... This is Hollywood levels of bullshit over here. And so this is all media. This is all media. This lens is completely fucking warped. This lens is shaped like a motherfucking boomerang. And they're like, whoa, shit, look how many people were here. Holy fuck. No, that's what that looks like. That's what it looks like. Racist. Again, you guys are the ones telling me that nobody showed up to the Bronx. Nobody showed up to New Jersey. Nobody showed up to anything, these things for Blonald Blump, right? So you guys are hyper concerned about the optics of these different rallies over here, right? No? I'm confused. Because that's kind of the impression that you're giving off. Let's take a closer look. Here is Steven Nielsen. And again, there's probably 40 people here. And it's all very spaced out. Look how much fucking room they have over here. There's empty chairs over here. There's nobody even on this balcony right here. These kids right here have to be here. This is like their summer school. Like, show up for summer school credits. Fucking insane. How pathetic is this? Look at this. They put that other camera way back here to grab all of these. This guy's fucking falling asleep. Yeah. Nobody's showing up to this. Traveled to Girard College, an independent boarding school in Philadelphia, to pander to black voters since he's losing their support. They had to show up to this. Donald Trump even tweets that out. He goes, there's 40 fucking kids here, and they were forced to be here. They're holding this event during the school day. These kids didn't get out for summer. They're trapped here. And Joe Biden is very apt at trapping small kids. Oh, no, allegedly. Certainly his daughter. So this over here, they shit on. And this over here, they try to protect with real stupid fisheye lens craziness over here. But no. Joe Biden's the legitimate president, boys. Legitimate president. He totally, for serial one, totally has 81 million voters, right? Not just 81 million votes. There's a legitimate person clearly behind every single one of those ballots cast. If you question it, we'll try to arrest you. If you question it, we'll still try to kick you off these big tech platforms. Because that's how that works. Hey, yes, they brought fucking Elmo. They brought the drawing power of a four-man drum fucking brigade and a twerking Elmo. Come on, black people. I'm surprised. Why didn't you put some Colt motherfucking 45 in his hand? What racist shit is this? Fucking crazy. Surprised Elmo's not twerking and smoking weed. Come on, blacks. We got a smoking weed and twerking Elmo. Vote for us or you're a racist. Stupid fucking shitbag Democrat scumbags. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching the video. Support channel. If you want to keep up to date on No Joe, boys. No Joe supporters. Hit that subscribe button and make way because the salt must flow.